when there's nothing left to hold on to. Stand strong, He will pull through, He will pull through, He will pull through. Ooh, yeah, He will pull through.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly, and that was the one and only.
The amazing, the fabulous.
John Stratton.
Wow.
Johnny Strat. Wow. When you got a voice like that and talent like that, you don't need anything else, I tell you. The Lord could just take that and just wail with
you.
Well,
I tell you what, you just take that song and you're like, you want to go out and conquer the world. You know, like, stand strong.
Oh, man, I can see that in all kinds of different plays, too. I mean, whether you're a cancer survivor, whether you're someone that's facing different, whatever your issues are. You know, we were talking last night, what a wonderful testimony. This lady, Sue and I were talking about this lady that showed up last night at the concert that happened to go down and had a broken arm and elbow or whatever, and went and got the test done and found out that she not only had a broken arm, but she had breast cancer. And yet last week at the concert, she was actually there and praising God and, you know, just reaching out. And it was just, you know, stand strong. You know, if we can do anything for here at Worship Factory, we can tell you we love you. We care no matter what your situation is. I'm sure every one of us go through situations and tough times and up and down roller coaster rides. And I will tell you, there is people that do care. We're one of them, but there's many that are out there. Get connected, whether it's in your church. We say it all the time. Get to somebody. Reach out to somebody that can support you and uplift you. Go to worshipfactory.net. Connect with what we're doing with other artists that are out there too, and stay connected. You know, John, I'm just your testimony. I wanted to get into it too, because I listen to you play and perform, and just saying, God has got such a purpose in your life. I mean, He has given you this gift, and you're using it the way that you're using it. Now you're going to college. Now you're going to school. You know, your third year over Azusa, and it's just, but your future is just now rolling out in front of you at 20 years old. I mean, God has not even begun to show you the light that He wants to shine on you. And it's so amazing. But I'd love to hear your testimony and your life.
All right. So I guess the testimony that I want to share starts when I was about 15 and a half years old. I'll just start right from where it goes. I was driving with some friends to a birthday party for a good friend of mine. And we had gotten out of the car to go to this party. And I saw this if you've ever been on a cul-de-sac and seen those little, like, those signs shaped as a child running, children at play, please don't drive slowly.
Yeah.
So me being at the time on the football team and like teenager and, you know, testosterone running through my system.
Oh, yeah.
I saw these girls out on the side of the street. They were waiting for us to come to the party. And I was like, okay, I got to just lean and impress them and be funny, because I thought I was so funny.
Mm.
It was not funny.
We all do.
And I remember just seeing this little sign. I thought, what if I tackle it? Would that be funny? Yeah, it'll be funny. I don't know why I thought that, but so I said, let's stop the car. So I got out of the car, and after she stopped it, and I jumped out, and I went over and tackled the sign, and the lady who was driving actually didn't see me when I tackled it, because her son as well as others had gone out of the car as well at that point, and she was, I think, looking at her son and seeing what was going on. And I had tackled the sign, fallen over, and realized that I was wearing sandals. And because of that, I scraped my feet on the gravel, and I was really embarrassed, and I was slow to get up, and I was about to get up, and all of a sudden, I had the wheel of a 4Runner on my arm right here. All of our listeners obviously can't see what I'm doing right now. I'm showing them a big scar that's on the right side of my arm, on the underside, where the wheel literally ripped my arm open and began to drag me across the gravel for a few feet.
Wow.
Ouch.
As a guitarist and also, I mean, obviously somebody that's pursuing music, I mean, now all of a sudden your life is now turning a swing for you.
Exactly. Now they took me to the hospital, and basically, I'll try to keep the story short, but the doctors told me, look, you have 10 centimeters of nerve missing from your arm. I had a gaping hole literally in my arm, as if you could just take a chunk out. And they said, because of the amount of nerve that's missing from your arm, it's too much to be able to do a proper nerve graft. It's too much to be able to basically to come back from. Your hand, because that nerve is gone, is going to shrivel up, and the muscle is going to atrophy and die.
Nice.
So you need to give up your dream of playing the guitar, because you're never going to play the guitar again the way you could before.
Were you in shock?
Wow.
Yeah, I remember like yesterday just being with my mom and looking at the therapist when she gave me that news, and just being just in silence, just looking at her, not knowing what to say, and leaving that room and just starting to break down and cry in the elevator on the way down, and just saying, what can I do? I finally felt like I was following God's passion for my life to start pursuing this songwriting. And I don't know what happened, but what can I do? I have nowhere to go. I feel so broken. And she said, just call your pastor up and talk to him. Mm. And I called my pastor up at the time, and he said something to me that I'll never forget. He said, Sean, where there's fear in your life, let there be faith.
Right.
That in this situation, there is room for God to do a miracle here.
Right.
Have faith that he can do that. And I said, well, that's all I have left. You know, is my faith in the Lord. And little did I know that I had a huge body of people praying for me. My friends were praying for me. My family was praying for me. And I was surrounded in this prayer. Mm. And as the weeks went by, I remember that day I went home and tried to play the guitar, and I couldn't even hold the pick in my hand. That's how bad it was. I literally couldn't even pinch somebody's finger. I had no strength. I couldn't open a doorknob. And I remember sitting down with my mom on the bed and just looking at her as I was trying to play and just crying, and her saying, John, I never told you how much I love your songs. And how, and she said, and she started praying over me. She said, I believe you're going to play for thousands of people one day, that God's going to use you to touch lives all over the world. And she just started praying over me. And that moment I will never forget either. And from that point, I just trusted that God was going to do something. And the weeks went by, and I couldn't feel. And I began to get these little tingles of feeling back, though, as the weeks went by. And the doctors couldn't explain it as I was being prayed for. And they brought me in for testing. They couldn't figure it out. And long story short, they thought I was crazy. They thought I was making it up. So we went in for a final surgery, and to make a very, very long story short, we got out of the final surgery where they took a nerve from my leg to do basically this war doctor at USC, he works on war veterans, took a twice the amount of nerve from my leg and placed it in my arm to try to get some way to try to save at least a little bit of my hand. And when he went in there, came out of the surgery, and he told me, he said, John, you have a very rare occurrence, which is you have an extra nerve in your arm called a Martin Gruber crossover, which is where the one nerve was ripped out. I literally have a nerve that takes like a detour and goes around that nerve.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go figure.
Thank you, Jesus, yeah. And it's not very common at all. I don't believe the exact percentage, but I know that the majority of the people in the world do not have that nerve. And I know that without that nerve, my hand would be crippled right now. And the truth is, you know, this is something that God's been teaching me more and more. Is my hand isn't perfect, and if you look at it, there's some muscle loss here, and it's not ideal, I guess, but it's more than enough. And the doctor said I wouldn't be able to play the guitar like I could again, and I can tell you, not in a prideful way, but just in a very thankful way, that I can play, you know, just fine.
Yeah.
And that God has brought me and restored me, and I'm so thankful for that. And I feel like it's a testimony to how God can work in our weakness.
Amen.
And that I look at this hand and I say, you know what, there is some weakness to it, but it's enough. And God can work through that. And it's kind of like the scars that remind us how far we've come, that God takes us through trials. He takes us through these hardships and these sufferings because he wants to grow us into the people we're meant to be.
Right.
And it's like this hand for me is a reminder that after every concert, after every song I record, after everything I do, every conversation I have, that ultimately it's by God's grace that I'm even alive, that I can do music, you know?
When we are weak, he is made strong.
Amen. Yeah.
And that song, you know, Stand Strong, there's a lot of times where our only strength is in Christ. When we make that decision, okay, I'm going to make the choice to lean on God. In that moment of fear, I'm going to let that faith come in and let you be my strength when I can't be strong.
And we are in studio with John Stratton at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And you know what's amazing by that story too is God is still in the healing. He is still in the healing business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may be dealing with whatever it is. I mean, you hear stories like this occasionally in your life as you walk, and the healing power of Jesus Christ is pretty amazing,
and
without
real.
A doubt. It's just, it's real. Yeah. We're serving a real, living God, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a purpose for you that he is going to complete in your life,
and I think
whatever that is.
Yeah, I think we forfeit so much joy when we kind of leave things as quote-unquote chance, when really it's God doing the healing, and when it's God doing these miraculous things. We sense God's love and joy when we acknowledge him as our healer. It's pretty incredible.
Well, the key is it's purpose. God, we're not accidents.
No.
You know, we're not unaborted fetuses.
Well, John is.
We
stop.
Oh, sorry.
We were created and designed with purpose, and so when God heals, there's purpose. You know, and that's what's great about your story, John, is that God had something really, really, really special in healing you and giving your gift to us. We really appreciate you sharing that with us.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, we're given those stories too. Worship Factory believes that we're given those stories to be able to show someone else, as far as that goes, the saving grace of God. I mean,
right.
without that story, you don't see the victory, because often we take it for granted, you know, the victory that's already laid out there. But then when you get those stories, you realize the victory, you know, even more so. It's those little signs that God goes, okay, I'm going to show you.
Yeah, if I can encourage anybody, I feel like I feel like it's so true that if you look at the people who make the difference in the world, the people who are really passionate about what they believe, it's usually because they had to go through something.
Right.
Yeah. It's usually because they had to really struggle.
Surrender.
And I feel like God, ultimately, when he wants to grow us, he makes us have to surrender to him. And
depend on him.
It's painful.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the pain grows us, and the pain is so good in the end because then you're stronger from it, and you're able to really be a vessel for him to use.
Amen.
You know?
And I hate that that's true.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The painful truth.
Yeah, really. Can you take the pain away?
Come
on. Why I'm on my back? You know, we are in studio with John Stratton, and we just feel like that there's times where we want to be able to hear more music of the artists that are in studio with us. So we're going to actually take you out with another song from John Stratton. And this is another. Why don't you lead us up to what this song is and what God's called you? This is one that's not even released yet, from what I understand.
No, this is completely unreleased. This will be the first time. So awesome.
World premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Lord, You Are My Reward, or You Are Our Reward. More recently, I've changed it to R. And it's a song about just saying, it's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't know if I said their names right. But standing before the furnace and just saying that ultimately, God, we're not going to bow to any other idol.
Mm.
We're going to stand firm on who you are because you're our only reward. And the reason I wrote that is because I feel like oftentimes we feel like we have to look to the world and to the different things, you know, to give us meaning and substance. And just having that belief to say, God, we're going to let go of our idols, whether that idol is money or popularity or, you know, power, and say, you are our only reward. Amen. We're going to look to you and hallelujah that you are with us.
Preach,
you
know? Preach. So, wow.
Anyway, it's meant for the church. So
we're going to take you out of this segment with John Stratton. And Lord, you are, what is it again, John?
You are our reward.
You are our reward. We'll be right back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is John Stratton.
All you weary and oppressed, cast down your idols and find rest. For the Lord our God is faithful to forgive, and in Him alone we find the strength to live. Lord, you are our reward. No one else will do. Lord, you are our reward, and all we want is you. Hearts cry for salvation, for your unchanging grace. For you are our reward, and to you alone we give our praise. But though we walk before the fire, help us now to look beyond the flames. And even if we are the last ones left standing,